What's our next book going to be?
The next book is called The Trouble with Goats and Sheep. And it's by Joanna Cannon. And it's not about a rural setting in any way, despite that title. And in fact, you need to read the book to find out what that title means, because it's a little bit, well, not obscure, but it's not obvious. So let me tell you what it's about. It's set in the 1970s and the hot summer of, I think it was 1976. The setting is a cul-de-sac in a suburb. And there are two young girls who are close friends, and they discover that one of their neighbours has gone missing. They overhear a conversation and they're a bit bored. They decide, well, let's investigate. Nobody else seems to be that concerned about what's happened to her. And so we find out, we go with them, tracking down clues, listening to conversations and trying to work out what has happened to this lady. And of course, it's not quite what they thought it was. And so the plot reveals the story little by little as we go through.
I can't wait. It sounds really brilliant. Just up my street as well. I know the library's got several copies, although lots of people are trying to read this at the moment, aren't they?
It's proved quite popular. Yeah, it's just out in paperback and it's had lots of support from the publisher. It's the first novel by this author, Joanna Cannon, but she has won lots of plaudits for it. And it's quite interesting as well because she trained as a psychiatrist. So she's worked in the NHS as a psychiatrist for some years, but after leaving school with very little qualification, so she retrained to that job. And it was through writing a blog that she discovered she liked writing. I mean, that was her way of getting through each day, because each day was so challenging in her work that she wrote a blog to sort of get through some of the issues that she was facing. And by writing, she realised that this was something that she enjoyed, took on a course to learn how to write a novel, and this is what evolved from that. So she's got quite an interesting story herself, but the book is well worth reading. So I hope that we'll have lots of people reading it with us and that they'll enjoy it.
It's The Trouble with Goats and Sheep, then, written by Joanna Cannon. And we'll talk about that in a month's time. Big thank you to Catherine Browser for looking through that and for suggesting the next one. I've had an email from Phyllis from Workwell, who's very pleased she's discovered our book club. And I'll read a little bit of what she thought of Chris Cleeve's book in a minute or two.